We're joined in the media center by our, now we can say, official number one qualifier in Funny Car. That run coming from Friday night, 3.910 at 325.45 miles per hour. And he becomes the 19th person in NHRA history to get both a Top Fuel number one and a Funny Car. JR, talk about, you know, you get that big number on Friday. You talk a little bit about what you're working on, but then even today, you guys still looked good, especially in Q5 out there.
Yeah, today was definitely a productive day on getting our setup for tomorrow. Q4 is actually running really well. It was going to probably run 99, and it put a cylinder out a little around the 330 marks, and it still went, I think, 405. So that was a good run, and they knew after that that we were capable of running high 90s out there today, and sure enough, we're out there and went 98. I expected a few more guys, even Courtney, to be in that area as well, and just a lot of people seem like they're struggling down track, and ours held on to make a good run below the session. And it's getting a little stressful coming up here every day, wondering if the number one was going to hold out on the last day. I'm glad it worked out.
Moved up in points too. Came in here tight with Tom, moved ahead of him now. How much higher do you think I can get?
Like I said, if we win the race, the points will fall in place, and I just want to be inside that top five for when the countdown starts to give us a better shot at making a run for the championship. I mean, like I said, I think we can get up around third if, I mean, things go our way, so we'll see.
You've had a real solid weekend from Friday night to now. How much confidence do you have when you go to the eliminations tomorrow?
I was confident coming into here after the way we tested out here last week, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. The car ran really well, and it picked up right there Friday night qualifying, and we just had a little hiccup there Q2 and Saturday. Other than that, things going down the track and making great runs that are competitive, and I think that Jono and Todd finally got a handle on things and got some good notes to look back on for tomorrow.
And last night you were talking about the significance of what this number one qualifier would be. Now that you've got it, how big is it to you?
Yeah, I had a fan come by earlier today. He said that he'll be standing on a certain area of the stage tomorrow wanting my green hat. I was like, I don't think I'm going to give that one away. So, yeah, that's right up there with getting a trophy here on Monday. It's a pretty big accomplishment. And, to be on a select list with drivers that have done it in both categories, that's a really cool accomplishment for me.
They showed you that list on the way over here. What does it mean to put your name against?
Yeah, I'm up there, you know, backing up from the burnout, sitting on the starting line, look up on the big screen, and Snake's, the camera's on Snake, he's right there on the starting line. Like, he's always busting my chops, and it's cool to have guys like that paying attention and reaching out to you and texting you and calling you just to check up and see how things are going. His name's on that list, and he's a, you know, icon of our sport and one of my heroes, and it still kills me that guys like that pay attention to someone like me.
Perfect. Anybody else?
Great. And it's the first time since 2011.